today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the week of unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled The Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Thursday, is the 16th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter and Fall, verse 63 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم.
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this part, we look at the point of this verse of Chapter and Fall, the Prophet of Islam strove against social prejudices. According to the Prophet of Islam, trampling the rights of other disrupts peace and security, resulting in hatred and discord. Even in the statements of his last days, the Prophet warned the Ummah against discord, saying, O people, your blood and properties are forbidden for each other. Be aware that every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, and Muslims are brethren to each other.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
On the week of unity, we look at the importance of unity in the world of Islam. And today's special. Muslims should get together and strive in the cause of Allah, who says in the Holy Quran, and the believers, men and women, are protecting friends one of another. They enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and they establish worship and they pay the poor due, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. As for these, Allah will have mercy on them. Lo, Allah is mighty, wise. You can find this ayah in Chapter At-Tawbah, Chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, verse 71. One form of unity is to respond to the present situation of our Palestinian brothers and sisters, with whom all Muslims should express feelings of solidarity. All Muslims should do whatever is in their capacity to help the Palestinian brothers and sisters, helping and supporting fellow Muslims who are persecuted and prejudiced against is a prerequisite of a sound faith. Muslims should first help and support their fellow Muslims physically if they are able to do so. Muslims should defend them by all available means. They should fight along with them to ward off any aggression against their souls, honor, and so on.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. When the people of Medina, Mecca, Kufa, and the other people, Muslims, when they come to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam to accept the formal or the official kind of caliphate, though he was khalifa, he was the imam, but when they came to and they referred to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam to accept khilafah, since Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who he actually fully was aware of this, that if he did not accept the khilafah and the caliphate at that time, then the Muslim ummah might be in more kind of disagreement or differences or let's say ikhtilaf, disorders, disagreements among themselves. So then the differences will increase among the Muslim ummah. So that's why it will weaken Islam, and that's why he accept. But before that, he didn't try to get khilafah, official khilafah, because of this, that these kind of differences among Muslims might weaken actually Muslims and Islamic Ummah, so that's and generally the Islam. So that's why for more than 20 years he actually kept silent and stayed away of this position of Khilafah. But after that, when the people referred to him and actually asked him to accept this Khilafah, he accepted. Because of what? Because of this greatness of Islam and empower, actually the strengthness of Islam, he accepted. So he tried his best to keep, to preserve this wahda and unity among Muslims. When it comes to the other a'imma alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Kadhim, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Hassan al-Askari, Salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. All of these imams tried to keep and to preserve unity among Muslim ummah. And this is what they did their best to unite Muslim ummah. Like Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, he tried his best to guide the people, to teach the people the true teachings of Islam, the true lessons of Islam. And he tried his best to guide Yazid into the right path, to guide the followers of Yazid into the right path. And he tried his best to prevent Muslim Ummah from any kind of civil war or battles. But finally, they did not listen to the Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. That's why while he was by his children, by his very close relatives only in Karbala, he was martyred in that severely kind of way by the Yazid and Umar al-Sa'd and the other people. So, but it shows that Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam and Imam Hassan alayhi wasalam tried their best, and the other A'imma alayhi wasalam tried their best to preserve this wahda and unity among Muslims.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your heart.
today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
I have a question. What can Muslims learn from Malcolm X? Malcolm X had a falling out with the Nation of Islam and then started his deeper spiritual journey that changed his life forever when he went for Hajj. While performing the Hajj rituals, he observed something amazing. He discovered the real equality of men, of all races and ethnicities, and all social statuses. He witnesses millions of Muslims wearing the same thing, doing the same things, and observing the one and only Allah Almighty in unison. No one can tell who is rich or poor based on their clothes. No one had a work uniform on to show they were a janitor or a CEO of a corporation. Everyone was at the same level. Malcolm X later changed his name after accepting mainstream Islam to Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabbaz, which symbolized his journey from darkness to light after understanding the true message of Islam and unity amongst mankind. You're with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Do not call anyone a kafir. What's that? It's from the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. This horrible phenomenon, I mean, calling someone a kafir and calling fellow believers kafirs must end if we want to create a climate that is conducive to unity. Kafir calling is a sure way to isolate individuals from the Muslim community. We must remember that Muslims come from all cultures and socio-economic backgrounds, whether they were born and raised in the faith and reverted to it. If a person is expressing ideas that are not in line with Islamic values, she or he must be gently corrected. Kafir calling will only fuel their ignorance, anger, and stubbornness, not to mention humiliate and embarrass them. The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny warned that if one person calls another kafir, and the person called that isn't one, the individual who made the accusation is a kafir.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. So it's such a great gift that we should day and night work for getting it, to take it, and we should never take it for granted. If you live in a society where believers are united, Sunni, Shia are acting as brothers and sisters, they love each other, they respect each other, they collaborate, you must be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do whatever you can to maintain and strengthen this. But if, God forbids, you live in a society in which Muslim community is divided, you should know that this society is not under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unifying force, unifying power, unifying guidance. And we need to go back closely to a condition where we can be under His unifying care, unifying power. Everyone has to work hard for establishing unity if they want to act as Allah wants and not act as Fir'aun.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursalin, rahmatan lil alamin, jitta bil haqqil yaqin. Anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursalin, rahmatan lil alamin.